think about that people with autism are normal like us. They have the same achievements, triumphs, joys. And I believe, from one quote from a well-known person, autism is not a disability, it is a different ability.
Hey there! Welcome to the Antikilla Talks with Thea, a podcast dedicated to having meaningful, honest, genuine, and fun conversations over your favorite cup of tea or after downing your third shot of tequila. Just pick your poison and join me only here on Tea Antikilla Talks. Hey guys, what's up? My name is Thea, and welcome to another episode of Tea Antikilla Talks. It's a beautiful, beautiful day today, and it's very special because today I will be joined by Mr. Jose Luis Nava, who is one of the conveners of Autism Strong Philippines, and he graduated at Asia Pacific College with a bachelor's degree in computer science and information technology with specialization in computer network engineering, and he's now currently working as an administrative staff at IP Cloud Net Solutions Incorporated. And he has Asperger's syndrome. I'm so happy and blessed to meet him last 2019 outside Pinoy Big Brother house, as I can remember. And I'm really, really glad that we are friends right now. He visits our live stream often, and I'm also blessed to have been given this time to be in a conversation with Sir Jose Luis Nava. So hello, Sir Jose Luis Nava. Welcome to the podcast.
Good evening, Ms. Thea. Good evening to all the listeners of the Tea and Tequila podcast, Tea and Tequila Talks.
Yes. Yes. All right. Thank you so much for being with me today, sir. I know that the listeners are also excited. So today, basically, our conversation is just about accepting persons or different persons with different abilities, diba? Because as one of the first few things that I knew about you was that you had autism, right? Am I right?
Correct. Yes.
Right. So can you share what are the challenges that you faced growing up, or like connect it to how you are doing right now in your day-to-day life?
Yes. Before, when I was a kid, I was a smart student before. Mm-hmm. However, because I was being bullied because I'm very quiet, I don't speak that much, I'm reserved. They call me names. Sometimes they hurt me physically, and sometimes they just leave me behind somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I experience a lot. Mm-hmm. I experience a lot because of what has happened during elementary. Thankfully, despite having these, I'm one of the overall academic excellence award recipients when I graduated elementary. Mm-hmm. However, in high school, it was a challenging time where my grandmother had a stroke, and I experienced a perceived bias teacher because that time, she favors. She's close to her students than close to PWAs, which is persons with autism. Mm-hmm. Not to say, I did not receive any awards high school.
Oh.
College-wise, it's the challenging part was what would be my course? Will I gain new friends there? But the worst part was I was there on my own.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge. Then I experienced a lot of peer pressures. Mm-hmm. Then they forced me to join in barcadas that they don't let me belong there.
Mm-hmm.
I tried my best to do my best in academics and survive in my internship life.
Mm-hmm.
However, I still did not get any awards there. And I'm thankful that I managed to finish my academics despite having this condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when did you learn about your condition? Did you learn about it the entire time while growing up? Did your parents educate you about it? How? did you learn about Asperger's syndrome?
There was a time, there was an incident before when I did not have any classes. There was this helper who gossiped me a lot that time, and mm-hmm. I got fumed up, and suddenly I hit her because I was so fumed up, and I needed help that time.
Okay.
That time I'm having behavioral problems, mm-hmm. and that time my sister talked to me, and then she said to me, "I think you have this condition because I know you mm-hmm. have a difficult time relating to other people, but you're very smart."
Mm-hmm.
So I had this condition at the late age of 21. This was not yet verified until I went mm-hmm. to a psychiatrist to see the diagnosis, and then that's which is true naman that I mm-hmm. got that diagnosis already, and the rest is all history. Before I always go monthly there to my psychiatrist, but now it's quarterly.
So was there a shift in how you look at things when you found out about that, or how did you cope up with it?
At first, it was painful when I learned about the diagnosis, but later on, I slowly learning what it is by researching and getting related to other people, getting people who have the same condition as I do. Mm-hmm. And I learn. I continue to learn.
Mm. So, yeah, it's a really good thing that you're able to acknowledge all those things and you can freely talk about it, because me personally, I feel like it's a sensitive topic, but I love how we met and how open you are as a person. Kasi nung una kitang nakita, I think yun nga talaga sa labas ng Pinoy Big Brother house. And I think you messaged me that time, and then we started talking about how you're part of the Autism Strong Philippines and you have this advocacy. But then I have little to no knowledge about that, and I'm still researching. And it's a good thing na we are connecting right now. And you always comment sa mga live stream namin in Abatit, in Acacia, and you always watch us. It's like you, with a face that you were experiencing before and right now, you're now able to express yourself, because not everyone not everyone also has the courage to do that, to understand, to do research, right? And then nung college niyo po ba, especially diba you graduated with computer science and information technology, diba, so did you had the hard time finding work sa parang mature world, sa workplace, kumbaga, after college? Did you experience the same like you experienced while growing up?
First of all, in terms of my work, I'm thankful that I got a job right 3 days right after my graduation in college.
Oh.
And it's not the one that I got a job interview right after, but I just asked my boss if I can help him out also in managing because I was in the academic setting the time there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my employer was my teacher in college that time also, and he's teaching, and he has a lot of loaded tasks that time.
Mm-hmm.
I helped him.
Thankfully
that I managed to help him with every aspect of his company. And yeah, I enjoy working with students also.
Mm-hmm.
And bullying-wise in the workplace, in my first job, I never, just a little. Mm-hmm. Then just a little, because unlike before when I was still a student, there were a lot of bullying before, but...
Mm-hmm.
In the college-wise, when I was working in my first job, there was a little bullying, because I know these guys, I know their behaviors, and then they were accepting, yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage to still keep on being you or doing you or expressing yourself to them?
I feel that I just do my part, mm-hmm. doing my best at my work, doing my skills, following my skills, and be professional as much as I can, even though I have this kind of diagnosis that I have. Mm-hmm. It's just that I just have to be formal, professional, and show utmost respect.
Yes, yes, that's very, very true. Kasi I feel na you guys, even if some people may think that you're not able to do things, na, you know, you're people with disabilities and all that, like people, some people degrade you. But I feel like when you really are doing your part, if you are respectful in everything that you do, and if you're just being yourself, expressing yourself, not being afraid to be who you really are, despite of the condition that you have, then magandang addition yon yung capabilities niyo. Kasi just because nalilabel kayo as persons with disability doesn't mean na you're not capable of doing anything, right? Mm. So yes. I also know that you served in church.
Yes, I served in church.
Yeah, yes, you gave time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about that? Like how, when did you start serving the church? The time that you spent there, what did you do? And your discoveries for yourself, yeah, and your personal development as well.
Yes. So I started in college, ever since I was in college, like I think 2008, where mm-hmm. I started in Parish Renewal Experience for the Youth, or PREX Youth, in Christ the King Parish Green Meadows. Mm-hmm. Then I was part of the choir before, right after. Then, if I'm not mistaken, I was a lector and commentator in my home parish, and I was part of the youth ministry also, as an officer. Nice. Mm-hmm. And all throughout now, before the pandemic, I serve in Feast Valley Verde since 2015, January. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was at that, and that April, I was a tech servant there in mm-hmm. Feast Valley Verde. I'm the one managing the PowerPoint for masses. I'm the one setting up the place for when there is a feast. And mm-hmm. On the day itself, sometimes I click, sometimes I do cameraman. I'm the tech, one of the tech guys.
Yeah, tech guys. Oh, that's nice.
I'm applying my skills there in terms of what I learned in college. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful that I love my service there. Yeah. And I gained a lot of friends there as well.
You're able to find your tribe also. People who truly understand you, right?
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, I feel like even like all of us here in this world, like we experienced a lot of the painful, siguro, things growing up. Not just you, me, for example, like hardships with my elementary life, high school and college, with, you know, trying to fit in but not fitting in, trying to have friends but not really finding where I am supposed to be. Like, I have this group of friends, and then I join organizations, and then I feel like I don't fit in there. And then, you know, it's always, always a challenge, but it's always worth it, because the more you try different things, the more you explore and you express yourself, that's when you really embrace who you are and let people embrace you also as you are, regardless of your diagnosis, right? So yes. Thank you for sharing that. And now one of the first few things that I learned from you was being one of the conveners of the Autism Strong Philippines. And I think I met also the...
My friend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my sir.
His name is Ray Mark.
Ah, Ray?
Ray Mark Medillo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I familiar also. I think I met him outside Pinay Big Brother also, like several times already.
We're the team.
You're fans
of best buddies.
Brother. Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. Does he also have the same diagnosis as you?
Yes, but he's in the early age. He got diagnosed in the early age.
Ah, okay. So you guys are best friends in everything that you do.
Yes.
When did you meet?
We were school bus mates in Community of Learners Foundation, mm-hmm. I was a higher batch than him. Mm-hmm. I'm the higher batch than him, but we were close because we have the same sentiments, we have the same interests, we have the same skill sets, everything mm-hmm. that's all in. Yeah. But I look up to him because I look up to him as a professional person as well. Like he's what I feel like he's my, I treat him mm-hmm. as a younger brother as well. Also.
Yeah. So for all the years that you guys were together, you finally decided to start Autism Strong Philippines. Mm. So how did you start Autism Strong Philippines and what are the challenges?
Okay. I started Autism Strong Philippines with just a few materials. Mm-hmm. Pencil, permanent marker, white cartolina, and I searched some quotes and slogans about autism awareness and speaking up against bullying. Mm-hmm. At first, we have to search for our family members, try to reach it out to my family members, but I've reached out to my church friends in Feast Valley Verde, then mm-hmm. our church friends in our home parish, Christ the King Parish, Green Meadows. Mm-hmm. And the rest is all history. At first, I posted it in my own blog.
Yeah. But also, you blog also.
That was before. Mm-hmm. But I stopped it already. Then posted it in my Facebook, in our Facebook page, Autism Strong mm-hmm. Philippines. Mm-hmm. It started last June 2018 as a dry run. We experimented mm-hmm. everything first. Mm-hmm. Then by December, we officially launched it. December 2018.
Yeah. Is this a parang organization or kayo lang ni Sir Raym?
We're six in a team. The focus is primarily more on autism awareness.
We're
spreading autism awareness. Mm-hmm. To end the stigma. We educate them through talks also.
And yeah.
And personal testimonies.
Ah, yeah. Okay. So do you visit like schools ba or conduct seminars?
Colleges and universities most particular.
Ah, really? That's nice because me growing up, I haven't really tried people reaching out to schools here in Bohol. And I think it would be really a good thing. I honestly want to let the stigma end because as long as there's a person who does not understand what that means, there will always be bullying about that or people not understanding. Kasi maganda yun actually. And ako, even right now, I'm already learning a lot from you. So far, ano yung mga naging achievements niyo sa Autism Strong Philippines? The things that you're really proud of sa 2 or 3 years niyo na pagbuo ng organization?
What I learned so far that even that we are small, we're small in number, although we only have a few resources, mm-hmm. we utilize them. Mm-hmm. We utilize them and with just prayers, mm-hmm. people who backed it up.
Yeah, the support of your family members, yes.
Yeah. We're thankful that we managed this far already. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's difficult to build an advocacy to the point that some advocacies require, in order to build a foundation, you have to have papers, but mm-hmm. we just started as self-advocates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice that you're doing what you can with what you have to let your voices be heard. And I really look up to that. So, eto sir, since you started in 2018 and then you have 6 members and you do talks already online, you have advocacies, you are welcoming with people who want to talk to you, like me, for example, you guesting here in my podcast. What do you see after siguro 3 to 5 years for the Autism Strong Philippines? What's your vision?
Our vision, sana, is we continue it worldwide. We're continuing it nationwide already. But so mm-hmm. far, because so right now, we're in Metro Manila phase already.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying nearby provinces in the future, then we're going to go nationwide. Then hopefully we get the right papers needed. Then we gain more members.
Yes, yes.
Meet more trusted members, I mean, so that our goals can be achievable.
That's really nice. So right now you have work, you have Autism Strong Philippines. May I ask if you have other hobbies that you truly enjoy doing in your free time? What do you do?
I read inspirational books. I sing. I also
you watch Kumu.
sometimes Kumu, but I have to promote the advocacy there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stream a lot though, but yeah, I just enjoy what I'm doing in terms of my own hobbies other than the advocacy and work. Especially just recently, my advocacy got disrupted because of when I had COVID. Especially I had to be isolated in my own room for mm-hmm. 2 weeks. Thankfully, I managed to escape the boredom by reading, listening to religious podcasts, and going to mass thrice a day and pray.
You're a recovered COVID patient? When was that? I don't remember.
Early March.
I don't remember if you said that to us or to me.
I think I did that before in one of those Kumu Akyatans before.
Oh yeah, because I remember umakyat ka sa live namin, right? So yes. Yeah, it's a good thing na you recovered. How was it for you? How did you deal with it ba? Like, did you take it the hard way or lightly naman na you took your time?
As a person with autism, at first it was painful because I was devastated at first.
Mm-hmm.
Then I overcome these challenges by just making myself busy, just to beat the boredom out. I just minimize watching the news or mm-hmm. viewing social media news feeds or listening to the news that makes me feel toxic.
Who is the person that you turn to when you open up, when you don't feel like, you know, yourself at all, when you want to vent out a bit?
Primarily, first is my parents, because sometimes they're just this. The pandemic. This is the time that we have to be. We are together already. Eh? Secondary is my childhood buddy, which is Raymark, and if it's work related and other things, my HR staff. Sometimes they're open about anything about my concern.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing that your family members are very supportive with everything that you do and everything that you're going through. So what is your message to the people out there?
So my message is, don't give up on what you're doing. Find your passion and just do your best in everything that you do.
And how about your message to the people who still does not understand autism and all that?
My message for, hopefully that my message for them is they have to understand what they have been going through. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they understand the behaviors that they do, what their coping mechanisms are.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that people with autism are normal like us, like other people do. They have they have the same achievements, triumphs, joys.
Mm-hmm.
They're like normal people, like what normal people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, from one quote from a well-known person, autism is not a disability; it is a different ability.
I love that. It's true. I love that. Because you guys are capable of doing so much more and so many things. And you are a living proof that just because you have autism doesn't mean that you are a person with disability, you know, your life is over, you don't have passion anymore, you're not meant to do great big things anymore, because looking at you right now, listening to you, meeting you in real life, seeing you on Kumu, you're a very cheerful person. With your help, with your advocacies and everything, I feel like wala nang mabubuli whatsoever sa school, elementary students, high school students, college students, in the workplace. And me personally, I want to see that world. I want to see a world where people with autism are considered as normal people. Like what you said earlier, na you're not people with disability, but with a different ability. I just really admire you for starting Autism Strong Philippines in 2018 with, you shared earlier, na little resources lang, and you just ask your family and your friends, and more people are sharing about their personal stories, about their personal encounters. And you, for example, you're living proof to that, because you join us every stream, almost every stream, to share, to open up about your life. And there's an impact. I believe na there's a really great impact as to what you are doing right now. Like, you're reaching out, not just to me, but to other organizations as well, to schools as well, to the online platforms that we have. I really appreciate na you're doing all these things, not just for yourself, pero you don't know na there are so many people who are inspired by what you are doing. And I'm one of those people, and I really admire you for that. And yeah, do you have anything more to share to me? You can open it up. You can share it to me, to the listeners as well, if you want to share anything.
So I'm not thinking of promoting, but it's okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, go.
So you, to all the listeners out there, you may like the Facebook page, Autism Strong Philippines, and you may follow the Instagram, Kumu, and Twitter accounts at Autism Strong PH.
All right. Thank you so much, Sir Jose Luis Nava. I learned so much from you. Thank you for sharing your life with us, for being super open. I know that it's not easy looking back at those things, but then you managed. You made me realize na you guys are normal people with amazing capabilities. And I hope that this message, the conversation that we had right now, will reach a lot of people, and more people will like your page, invite you to talks, also follow you on Facebook, on Instagram, on Kumu. So yeah, thank you so much again, Sir Jose Luis Nava, for being with me today. Thank you. Cheers. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed and learned a thing or two from this episode. You may follow us on Instagram and Facebook at T Antikila Talks Podcast for updates and more meaningful content. Keep in touch with me on my social media accounts. I'm at Thea Rizaldo everywhere. You may also take part in the future episodes by sending a voice message of your questions or topic suggestions to www.anchor.fm/TAntikilaTalks/message. Let's catch up again next time. Cheers!